mobile computing, it has definitely altered the way that we work, live, and play. And Apple iPad devices, they have definitely woven their way into really every aspect of our daily lives, with consumers as well as businesses of all sizes having purchased, or really these days looking to purchase, the device and integrate it into their enterprise. For a lot of enterprises, there are two forces pushing IT organizations to include mobility services to their employees and customers: high-quality apps and mobile content, obviously. CIOs are realizing these tools are making a competitive difference in gaining new efficiencies with employees and customers. IT environments, those are definitely evolving, and the need for mobile device management tools is becoming more so, I believe, a necessity to protect corporate assets and information. Hey there, everyone. Thanks for joining us. My name is James Hilliard, and on this episode of Connection Point, fortunate to be teamed up again with Andrew Snyder. Andrew is a senior systems engineer for PC Connection Services, focuses on Apple and the mobility practices. Here today to talk about mobility management as well as services in regard to the integration of iPads into your business. And Andrew, appreciate you taking time and joining us again.
Absolutely, James. Great to be here.
So mobility in the workplace, you and I both know, I mean, it's here. It's a way of life. It's not really a choice anymore. Should I or should I not? It's just what is happening. That being said, though, IT, business, they need to really be considering a lot of things when integrating mobile technology into the work environment. I don't think it's any longer the ability to say, well, yeah, you can kind of bring yourself and whatever you want to do is fine. That's not the case. We really do need a strategy out there. So let's talk about, and maybe you can start with your top list. Maybe it's the top three things or so that you really think teams need to consider when starting to talk about planning and implementing a mobile strategy.
Absolutely. So I really think about it in terms of which problems are you trying to solve and how will you know when you are successful. So the important part about a strategy is that it's not a point in time, but it's an ongoing process that you're constantly refining. So, for example, many people are concerned about security and about their data. And so that leads to a conversation about, well, how do we secure these devices on our network? And where is the data and what happens if something goes wrong or something happens that we're not happy with? But that also sometimes will lead into infrastructure conversations about things like wireless connectivity. You know, is your Wi-Fi network strong enough to have, say, 500 iPads dropped on top of it? And then we'll also talk about applications or apps in addition to data and security, because that's really how the user interacts with the device, is through the apps. You've got to have a method of working with this. After thinking through a couple of those steps, what you end up with is you land at mobile device management, or MDM. And a lot of times you'll also have some component of BYOD, which is bring your own device, or people using personal devices in a corporate environment.
Well, and the big wave of BYOD started with Apple, started with that first iPhone, and so many businesses were not ready. They got swamped because all of a sudden people were saying, this is a cool tool. It's doing more for me than just making that phone call and some texting and that type of stuff. They started using it in work. The second wave of that big BYOD was when the iPad came out. More and more, are you finding that organizations are saying we need and or we're working on an active strategy to make sure that these iPads, they don't overwhelm our organization, but they are an integrated part of how we do business?
Yes, that's definitely part of the strategy. So one of the challenges with BYOD is that you have these opposing forces of the consumer that wants to bring their own device and all their own personal data and applications on it, and the company that often wants to have a restrictive or a fairly police-like environment, which can diminish the value to the enterprise and limit user adoption. So one of the balance points for BYOD is where you balance security and compliance and the legal liability and cost concerns with a positive user experience, because people want to use what they're comfortable with, provided that they can get their job done. Now, one of the reasons why companies are such fans of BYOD programs are that it's very beneficial in attracting top quality talent. Also, in attracting that talent, you improve employee satisfaction and potentially even free up some of your IT resources to work on other projects, because users might be supporting themselves. Now, one of the rules with BYOD is that it's not BYOD any device you possibly can imagine. It's a relatively short list of supported devices that you validated and verified work in your environment. So just like anything that you bring on your network, you definitely have to acquire and thoroughly test all the devices you're considering and only allow those in BYOD that meet your requirements for security and data and application and things like that.
Oh, absolutely. As you're saying, the idea of attracting quality talent, I've got a younger brother-in-law fresh out of college. As he was out there interviewing, he was turning down work. And again, you're not hearing a lot about that these days, right? Work has been difficult to get for many folks, as you and I both know. But he was being selective, and one of his criteria, people were saying, okay, and here's the equipment you'll be working on. I was like, yeah, but I use Apple stuff. And they were saying, well, we don't really support that. And he would turn his back on those job offers because looking for more of an open ability to use what he was familiar with and comfortable with. And again, taking that into account, from what I'm hearing from you, that goes a long way in that early planning stages.
Yeah, and that's really part of the strategy. It's really a corporate-level strategy. The entrance of mobile devices into corporate America has taken them out of the IT arena. This is more of a business decision, and the business is deciding, this is how we want to work. We're going to change these systems so that people can work the way they want. And one of the first places they land is mobile device management. They say, fine, new devices on the network. We have to secure them. We have to know where they are. We have to be able to erase them if they get away or are lost. And so our conversation in the practice a lot of times focuses around functional requirements for security and data and avoiding loss of data. And with mobile device management, there's 50 or 60 different companies that do MDM. So one of the values of our practice is that we can quickly narrow that down to the handful of vendors that will be best for you. Most all of them have the same core feature set because, of course, it's the hardware vendors that create the APIs that let you do the various levels of security. Right off the top of my head, certain things like two-factor authentication with things like certificate-based security, selective wipe of files and email from devices, an enterprise app store so that you can show your users the apps you want them to work with versus just forcing them to go out to the public app store and just kind of decide for themselves. Finally, there's a really nice feature that is implemented in different ways that I call posture-based access control. And if you think of this is mobile device management is based on almost a suggestion model. It's not the command and control of the IT systems of the past. So, for example, you have the carrot and stick aspect of, well, you need to use these applications and use these security requirements if you want to get your email. And so there's this need to be a part of the system to get the benefit of that system.
Let me ask you about MDM. As folks that I've talked to are evaluating, there are different ways that they can do MDM. They can do it as an appliance on their network. They can do it as a SaaS model. What have you been seeing or how do you work with teams to help them make the decision to what's going to be best for them?
Right. And that's a real core piece of their mobile strategy. Some people love the cloud. Some people don't want their secure data in the cloud. And so depending on how you stand on that issue helps determine whether or not you're looking for an on-prem option or whether or not you're fine with a cloud option. Certainly, there are ways to put things in DMZ and open up certain ports and this and that. But you have to decide for yourself what is your corporate position on where your data lies to determine how to best implement MDM. And again, like I mentioned, there's a whole gamut of these different vendors that will sell you these products. And yeah, SaaS, virtual machine, or an appliance on site are your real three main options.
I want to bring the conversation back before I let you go to the idea of bringing in iPads. Let's say a shop for the first time is actively bringing in some Apple devices, and they're out there looking to PC Connection saying, we need some support here on this type of project, first time doing it. What can they expect from the services team in terms of moving forward, putting together that plan, ultimately deploying then those iPads into their environment? So again, it's integrated. It doesn't feel like it's just something that snuck in the back door.
Right. We do a number of different things, and I'll talk about each of them. So depending on where the client is in the process, we can either do what we call an assessment, which includes both sort of a solution design of what you're trying to accomplish with these mobile devices, as well as taking a look at their network and wireless infrastructure. Now, an assessment takes a look at what is, but then we also create a roadmap to get you where it is that you're trying to go. A lot of times, the systems involved with this, there are many moving parts. They're very large systems like Active Directory and Exchange, and you can't just say, upgrade those systems. And so we get you in the right place on the roadmap and make sure that you're moving forward. Now, in terms of design and things like initial deployment, we also do things like the kitting of the devices themselves. We can laser engrave them on the back, and we can ship them to one or many locations. We can make it very straightforward for any size enterprise to easily purchase and deploy these products. We have an entire warehouse that can do this kitting and deployment and rollout. And depending on how much knowledge you want to have internally, we can either get you towards the proper MDM vendor and set up that system. And we can also provide a knowledge transfer to your internal administrators so that you're completely comfortable moving forward with these new devices.
Hey, Andrew, that's going to be a great place for us to wrap things up today. Do appreciate your time. And folks, integrating iPad into business, definitely a key initiative that spans across a variety of businesses, both small and large. If you would like to learn more about iPads in business, then please join us for an iPad in Business webinar series. Kicks off January 22nd, 2013. It will address the deployment, management, and security of iPads in business. We'll go into more detail than we did today. To register for that webinar series, visit online www.pcconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0014 to get more information. Also, reach out if you've got an account management team in place. Reach out to those folks. They can point you in the right direction. We all, I think, can agree, mobility management and services, as we were hearing from Andrew, another key component in the support of mobile strategies. Again, Andrew, thank you for taking time to join us today, walking us through this discussion, some of the important things that we should be considering. Folks, if you want additional information, you can also email us, connect@pcconnection.com. We'd be happy to address anything you have there. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us for this installment of Connection Point.